So here we go. What did happen? The king discovered that Daniel was unharmed, and he was overjoyed and gave the orders to lift Daniel out of the den. Then, verse 24, at the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's, still plural, den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, lions are strong. They are big, huge, powerful animals. Powerful. And when I was telling you that they can be running after their prey, and with one swat, bam, break the bones in their hips, I meant that. They can crush bones. They're strong. And you would think, with them moving with all that speed that they're moving at, when they're running after their prey, how do they even have the ability to have enough control that they can, with one swat, still crush bones in one of the strongest parts of the body, the hips, of strong animals that are stronger than we humans? The men who had falsely accused Daniel brought hardship on their families. They, their wives, and their children were thrown into the lion's den. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language throughout the land, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom," listen to this now, this man prophesying, "his kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it is a good idea for us to have the courage to do the right thing consistently. Think about, as we, we've talked about several instances of courage having been shown as we have gone through the book of Daniel. And think about this now. We didn't talk about just the courage that needed to be shown by Daniel, his three Jewish friends, the people who stood the most, who stood apparently the most to lose. We were also talking about the courage that needed to be displayed by the rich and the powerful. Who has the courage amongst the rich and the powerful to say, "I've changed my mind about this situation. I've changed my mind about this person. I've had a change of heart." In essence, King Darius wasn't saying, "I've had a change of heart." He was saying, "Hey, I haven't had changed my heart about Daniel. I love Daniel. I respect Daniel. But I've had a change of heart about this law that I've written that stands to do Daniel harm." Sometimes, as rich and powerful people, we need to, rich and powerful people, you need to realize it really is okay for you to sometimes have a change of mind and a change of heart about some people, about some of the decisions you've made, and then stand with that decision. Have the courage to stand with what you know is right. Courage to do the right thing. That is something that is important, not only for the poorest and the weakest among us, But also, it's important for the richest and the most powerful, and for everyone in between those two extremes, male or female. Courage. Courage to do the right thing. Parents have to have courage to, need to have courage to go to the children and say, hey, you know what? I punished you for what happened, and I realize now I was wrong. I should not have punished you because you're not the one who did it. I should have listened to you when you were telling me you didn't do it. Courage to admit when we're wrong. Supervisors. Talking to the people that you supervise. Courage to say, hey, you know what? I was wrong. How about the courage to say, even though you think, you know, you stand the most to gain for a great idea that was proposed on the job, and rather than taking the credit for yourself, you decide, no. That was so-and-so's idea, and that person may be two or three levels down from you. But it was that person's idea, and so you let everyone else who work in your department and your supervisor know, so-and-so came up with that idea. Sometimes that takes courage because you sometimes people wonder, well, are they going to think ill of me? Are they going to think less of me if I let them know it was not my idea? Courage to do the right thing under so many circumstances. Let's develop that character trait. Till next time.